నిత్యనందమహమ్నౌమి సర్వనంద పరం పరం పరీనామ ప్రదాం దేవం ఆపదుకర్షణ కారణతోయ శయీ గర్భోద్శయీ చ పయోద్శయీ శేషస్సు శశంసు కళాసమిత్యానందాప్యరమ శరణం నమస్తు. దోస్ ఆర్ టు పరమ మంత్రస్. లార్డ్ నిత్యనంద. Let me see if I can remember what they mean. Nityanandam aham naomi. I offer my obeisances unto Lord Nityananda. Sarvananda karam param. Who is the supreme? And Sarvananda karam, he is producing supreme all bliss. Sarvananda karam param. Harinama pradam. He is the giver of the holy name. Devam is the Lord. Avadutta Sharomanam, and he is the crest jewel. Sharomanam means top crest jewel of the Avadutta. You know what Avadutta means? Avadutta means a kind of person in the renounced order of life who is beyond the rules and regulations. Generally, people in the renounced order of life have so many specific rules and regulations. There's also another kind of renunciate that's called an avadutta. It does very strange things sometimes. Nityananda avadutta. Shankara, this is this from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Shankarshana karana toya shayi, yarvata shayi, chapayogdi shayi, sheshasha shatam shakalasa nityana dakiramashana mamamastu. I'm taking shelter of the Lord who's known as Nityananda, Nityanandakya, who's known as Lord Nityananda. His expansions are Shankarshana, Shankarshan, and then there are three Vishnus who lie on water. Shankarshana, Karana Toya Shai, who lies on the Karana Ocean, that's Maha Vishnu. Garbhodha Shai, and who lies on the Garbha Ocean. Payodha Shai, and who lies on the Milky Ocean. And Lord Ananta Shesha. All these are his expansions. This is to indicate that Lord Nityananda is actually Balaram. So just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is incarnation of Sri Krishna. So Lord Nityananda is incarnation of Balaram. And therefore, just like Balaram, it's a little wild. And earthy. So you have to say Nityananda the same way. It's like that. So he appeared, he's also older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He appeared before he did. His father's name was Hadai Pandit in a village called Ekachakra. I've been to Ekachakra. That's the mother's name is Padmavati. And, then at a very early age, I don't know how old exactly, but like a young teenager, he left home with the sannyasi. Traveled with the sannyasi. I mean, that sannyasi is not given. Anyway, he traveled all over India again, and then at the right time he met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dhamma and joined with him. So they were not together in childhood. So, Lord Balaram is the original spiritual master, because his name, Bala, means spiritual strength. So all spiritual strength comes from Lord Balaram. All power actually is there with him. You see the Lord Balaram, if you notice how he's bigger than Lord Jagannath, because he's also his older brother. But actually, the Lord, all his power, power of existence, all that is invested in Lord Balaram. And also, so all power, material and spiritual, comes from Lord Balaram, ultimately. Prabhupada describes the Lord Balaram as the force of gravity, because by his hoods of Ananda Shesha, he's holding up the planets, this means. But also spiritual power. So he is, Balaram is described as Adi Guru. So similarly with Nityananda. There's one scene in Chaitanya Charitamrita, one incident where Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda are together. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, I am able to make devotees out of educated people. He says, like, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he's able to make him a devotee. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, very, very big scholar. And his books are still in university libraries. He's the founder of Novanaya. That's why he's a very big scholar in Navadvipa, and then he was also later on in Jagannath Puri, and very much convinced about the philosophy of Shankaracharya. So it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita how he converted him. And also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was able to change all these Mayavadi sannyasis and Banaras and the followers of Prakasananda Saraswati. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that he was able to preach to cultivated people. There were many people who were very fallen. He mentioned the fallen student class. They were eluding him. So he particularly asked Nityananda to go for these very fallen people. So we have to say that the Hare Krishna movement is moving under Nityananda's particular protection, especially comes to the West where everyone is fallen like that. Anyway, he's called Hari Nama Pradham Deva. He's the Lord who gives the holy name. Yeah, he's our spiritual master. And so actually, it's through the mercy of Nityananda that one achieves the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How to get the mercy of Nityananda? You have to please him by bringing back fallen souls. That's his mission. There's one famous incident. You know the story of Jagai and Madhai. These two. They were Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Krishna, earlier, Leela. Krishna. So they came. They were also Brahmanas. But they had become extremely fallen and corrupt. They were like gangsters, famous gangsters, Gundas and Navadi. Although they were, you know, originally from very elevated families. So Nityananda and Haridas Thakur got the idea that if we can actually bring them to Krishna consciousness, that'll really establish the potency of Lord Chaitanya. So they approached them, and these guys were sitting around drinking wine. And so Nityananda Haridas Thakur approached them and basically tried to talk to them about Krishna consciousness. So they were drunk. They became belligerent and angry. and chase them away. In the course of this attempt, they started throwing things at Nityananda, like broken pieces of clay pot. You know, the sharp edges, these potsherds have sharp edges. And they managed to actually hit Nityananda in the forehead, and he was bleeding. I saw somebody ran to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was held in Nityananda, had been hurt by Jagai and Madhai. And so he came on the spot. Chaitanya came on the spot, and he was so angry that somebody had hurt Nityananda that he manifested Sudarshana Chakra and was ready to kill Jagai. And Nityananda intervened and stopped that. And he said, he reminded him, that this is not the time to kill people who are fallen. Maybe you did that in previous but now this is Kali Yuga. If you kill the fallen souls, there'll be nobody else to save. And so he pleaded to spare Jagai and Madhai. And so they were so moved by this intervention of Nityananda that they fell at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and became his devotees. That's what happened. So Nityananda, to see how merciful he is, you actually deserve to be killed by this. For your sanity. You're like paper. Mercy. I'm just going to read one pastime from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. This concerns Raghunath Das Goswami. He was from an extremely rich family. Majumdar's father was Govardhan Majumdar, and his uncle Hiranya, or maybe vice versa. He came from this very, very wealthy family. And they were tax collectors. They would collect tax for the Muslim government. They would keep a share, and so on. So they were very. That's how they paid them, percentage of what they collected. So they were very wealthy. And Raghunath Das always wanted to join with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They were Vaishnavas. Hiranyagarbha and Govardhan Madhunga, they appreciated Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They very much worshipped Haridas Thakur. So they were Vaishnavas. But they didn't want their son to become renounced because they were so rich and everything and wanted him. And then so they set him up. He had a beautiful wife and everything. You know. But actually he was so attracted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to leave home. He had a spiritual master, even Balaramachari, was very good guru. But it taught him Vaishnava principles very nicely. But still he wanted to join with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyway, his Hiranya and I guess his father was Hiranya. No, he was his uncle. So when he was collecting taxes, he gave less than he was supposed to. He was keeping some extra money. And so he got into big trouble with the Muslim official who was above him. He was supposed to keep 1/4, but he was breaking off a little more. And so the official came to arrest Hiranya, but he arrested, Hiranya wasn't at home. So he seized Raghunath Das and said, you have to bring your father and your elder and his elder brother. Otherwise, you're going to be... Well, that's what it said. He says you're going to be punished. Then it says that Chaudhary, that's the name of the official, but Chaudhary wanted to beat Raghunath, but as soon as he saw Raghunath's face, his mind changed. He could not beat him. Indeed, the Chaudhary was afraid of Raghunath Das because Raghunath Das belonged to the Kayastha community. Although the Chaudhary would chastise him with oral vibrations, he was afraid to beat him. So he was very elevated, wealthy, so they were a little afraid. So then, while this was going on, Raghunath Das thought of a tricky method of escape, and he humbly submitted his plea to the feet of the Muslim Chaudhary. My dear sir, my father and his elder brother are your brothers. All brothers always fight about something. Just as I am my father's son, I am also yours. I am your dependent and you are my maintainer. For a maintainer to punish the person he maintains is not good. You are expert in all scriptures. Indeed, you are like a living saint. When the Muslim heard Raghunath Das' appealing voice, his heart softened. He began to cry, and tears glided down his beard. The Muslim Chaudhary told Raghunath Das, you are my son from this day on. Today, by some means, I shall have you released. After informing the minister, the Chaudhary released Raghunath Das and then began to speak to him with great affection. Your father's elder brother is less intelligent. He enjoys 300,000 coins, but since I am also a shareholder, he should give some portion to me. Now you go arrange a meeting between me and your uncle. Let him do whatever he thinks best. I shall completely depend on his decision. Raghunath Das arranged a meeting between his uncle and the Chaudhary. The matter was settled and everybody was peaceful. In this way, Raghunath Das passed 1 year exactly like a first-class business manager. But the next year, again, he decided to leave home. That he would always want to leave home and they would send somebody else to get him and bring him back. And now he's showing his value to the family because he got them out of this legal problem. He got up alone one night and left, but his father caught him in a distant place and brought him back. This became almost a daily affair. Raghunath would run away, but home his father would again bring him back. Then Raghunath Das's mother spoke to his father as follows. My son has become mad. She said, just keep him by binding him with ropes. His father, being very unhappy, replied to her as follows. Raghunath Das, our son, has opulence as like Indra, the heavenly king, and his wife is as beautiful as an apsara, an angel. Yet all this could not tie down his mind. How then can we keep this boy home by binding him with ropes? It is not possible even for one's father to nullify the reactions of one's past activities. This is his parabdha. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has fully bestowed his mercy on him. Who can keep such a madman? Who can keep home such a madman of Chaitanya Chandra? Then Raghunath Das considered something in his mind. And the next day he went to Nityananda Goswami. In the village of Panihati, Raghunath Das obtained an interview with Nityananda Prabhu, who was accompanied by many kirtan performers, servants, and others. Sitting on a rock under a tree on the bank of the Ganges, Lord Nityananda seemed as effulgent as hundreds of thousands of rising suns. Koti Suryodaya. Many devotees sat on the ground surrounding him. Seeing the influence of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was astonished. Raghunath Das offered his obeisances by falling prostrate at a distant place. He didn't even go close. He stayed far. And the servants of Nityananda pointed out, there is Radhana Das offering obeisances. Hearing this, Lord Nityananda Prabhu said, talking to Radhana, you are a thief. Now you have come to see me. Come here, come here. Today I shall punish you. The Lord called him, but Raghunath Das did not go near the Lord. Then the Lord forcibly caught him and placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head. Lord Nityananda was by nature very merciful and funny. Being merciful, he spoke to Raghunath Das as follows. You are just like a thief, for instead of coming near, you stayed away at a distant place. Now that I've captured you, I shall punish you. And then he tells him his punishment. Make a festival and feed all my associates and my associates yogurt and chipped rice. Chida. Hearing this, Raghunath Das was greatly pleased. That was his fine. And I had to feed every, all these people. Like, it says it was like he was surrounded by many devotees, Bhakti Bhakta. And I want you to feed all of them. This mixture of dadi chida. Raghunath Das immediately sent his own men to the village to purchase all kinds of eatables and bring them back. Raghunath Das brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats means sweets, candy. It's an old English word. It doesn't mean, used to be in English, the word meat just meant food. Then later on it became to be flesh. But still to this day there's this word sweetmeat, which means just sweets. When they say sweetmeats, probably using this old kind of, you don't hear it anymore. Sweets. Raghunath Das brought chipped rice, yogurt, milk, sweetmeats, sugar, bananas, and other eatables and placed them all around. As soon as they heard a mahotsava, a festival, was going to be held, all kinds of Brahmins and other gentlemen began to arrive. Thus there were innumerable people. You know, a lot of people here, there's a party and everyone comes. Seeing the crowd increasing, Raghunath Das arranged to get more eatables from other villages. You have to remember, he's rich. Right? He's a big donor. You could say and he has his servants with him, so they all go out. More people come. He just asked me to feed everybody, so I'm going to do it. He also brought 200 to 400 large round earthen pots. He also attained 5 or 7 especially large earthen pots. And in these pots, a brahmana began soaking chipped rice to the satisfaction of Lord Nityananda. In one place, chipped rice was soaked in hot milk in each of the large pots. Then half the rice was milked, mixed with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half, so first you soak it in hot milk, it swells up. So then one half, makes two kinds. One half is this with milk, yogurt, sugar, and bananas. Then the other half was mixed with condensed milk and a special type of banana known as Champakalai.
You know that banana anybody can think
of? So small little ones with a big seed inside? No, they don't have them. Sometimes I have bananas that have some big seed. Okay, so they're that kind of banana, huh? Prabhupada just says a special kind of a champakalai. So condensed milk, that means milk has been boiled down so it's a little thick. Special type of banana, though there's champakalai. Then sugar, ghee, clarified butter, and camphor were added. We don't do that anymore. Usually, when I first became the movement, we would have sweet rice with camphor in it. But you used to be able to get camphor that was pure enough that you could use it like that. You know, it's really far out. You take your sweet rice, just a little bit, you know. I don't know, we don't do it anymore. But I think the problem is getting rid of camphor now. You can't use artificial camphor. It has to be natural camphor. And natural camphor should be so pure that when you burn it, there's no black smoke. It's hard to get it now. So anyway, that was the other half with this condensed milk and these bananas and then sugar, clarified butter, and camphor. After Nityananda Prabhu had changed his cloth for a new one and sat on the raised platform, the Brahmana brought before him the 7 huge pots. On that platform, all the most important associates of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, as well as other important men, sat down in a circle around the Lord. This is Bada Bada Loka. Big people. big people. Bada Bada Loka. Among them, there's important associates of Nityananda were Ramdas, Sundarananda, Gadadhar Das, Murari, Kamalakara, Sadashiva, and Purandara. Dhananjaya, Jagadish, Parameshwara Das, Mahesh, Goridas, and Hoda Krishna Das were also there. Similarly, Uttaranda Thakur and many other personal associates of the Lord sat on the raised platform with Nityananda Prabhu. No one could count them all. In different places of Chaitanya Charitamrita, some of these people are further described. Prabhupada gives a purport where you can go to check them out. Hearing about the festival, all kinds of learned scholars, the word for learned scholar is Pandita Bhattacharya, Brahmanas, Vipras, and priests went there. Lord Nityananda Prabhu honored them and made them sit on the raised platform with him. Everyone was offered 2 earthen pots. And one was put chipped rice with condensed milk and the other chipped rice with yogurt. All the other people sat in groups around the platform. No one could count how many people were there. Each and every one of them was supplied 2 earthen pots, one of chipped rice soaked in yogurt and the other of chipped rice soaked in condensed milk. Some of the brahmanas, not having gotten a place on the platform, went to the bank of the Ganges with their 2 earthen pots and soaked their chipped rice there. Others who could not even get a place on the bank of the Ganges got down into the water and began eating their 2 kinds of chipped rice. Now, some sat on the platform, some at the base of the platform, some at the banks of the Ganges, and they were supplied 2 pots each by the 20 men who distributed the food. That time, Raghava Pandit arrived there. Seeing the situation, he began to laugh in great surprise. He brought many kinds of food, cooked in ghee, and offered to the Lord. This prasadam he first placed before Lord Nityananda and then distributed among the devotees. Raghava Pandit said to Lord Nityananda, "For you, sir, I've already offered food to the deity, but you're engaged in a festival here, so the food is lying there untouched." Lord Nityananda replied, "Let me eat all this food here during the day, and I shall eat at your home at night. I belong to a community of cowherd boys, Gopajati," he says. "I belong to a community of cowherd boys, and I generally have many cowherd associates with me. I'm happy when we eat together in a picnic like this by the sandy bank of the river." Lord Nityananda made Raghava Pandit sit down and had two pots delivered to him also. There were two kinds of chipped rice soaked in them. When the chipped rice had been served to everyone, Lord Nityananda Prabhu, in meditation, brought Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived, Lord Nityananda Prabhu stood up. They then saw how the others were enjoying chipped rice with yogurt and condensed milk. From each and every pot, Lord Nityananda Prabhu took one morsel of chipped rice and pushed it into the mouth of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a joke. So making a joke. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, also smiling, took a morsel of food, pushed it into the mouth of Nityananda, and laughed as he made Lord Nityananda eat it. In this way, Lord Nityananda was walking through all the groups of eaters, and all the Vaishnavas standing there seeing the fun. No one could understand what Nityananda Prabhu was doing as he walked around. Some, however, who were very fortunate, could see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was also present. And Nityananda Prabhu smiled and sat down. On his right side, he kept four pots of chipped rice that had not been made from boiled paddy. I don't know what that means exactly. Aroya chidda. It probably has not been made from boiled paddy. Lord Nityananda offered Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a place and had him sit down. Then the two brothers began eating chipped rice. Seeing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu eating with him, Lord Nityananda Prabhu became very happy and exhibited varieties of ecstatic love. Lord Nityananda Prabhu ordered, "All of you eat, chanting the holy name of Hari." And immediately, the holy name Hari Hari resounded, filling the entire universe. And all the Vaishnavas were chanting the holy name Hari Hari and eating. They remembered how Krishna and Balaram ate with their companions, the cowherd boys, on the bank of the Jamuna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu are extremely merciful, kripalu, and liberal, udar. It was Raghunath Das's good fortune that they accepted all these dealings. Who can understand the influence and mercy? Influence means his prabhava, his power, influence. And mercy, his kripa. Who can understand the influence and mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu? He's so powerful that he induced Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come eat chipped rice on the bank of the Ganges. All the confidential devotees who were cowherd boys headed by Sri Ramdas were absorbed in ecstatic love. They thought the bank of the Ganges to be the bank of the Jamuna. What this means is that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the love, the mood of Radharani. And so his, all his close associates were loving, were all in conjugal lust. They were all incarnations of various gopis, Sakis and Manjaris, you know, that were around Radharani in conjugal lust. And Nityananda, Lord Balaram, was in the fraternal rasa. So therefore all his associates were in Krishna Lila, their cowherd voice. That's why I'm explaining this. So now, this is a, and so this, that's why I say all the confidential devotees who were cowherd boys, headed by Sri Ramdas, were absorbed in ecstatic love. They thought the bank of the gods used to be the bank of the Jumna. When the shopkeepers of many other villages heard about the festival, they arrived there to sell chipped rice, yogurt, sweetmeats, and bananas. This was a business opportunity. As they came, bringing all kinds of food, Raghunath Das purchased it all. He gave them the price for their goods and later fed them the very same food. Anyone who came to see how these funny things were going on was also fed chipped rice, yogurt, and bananas. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu finished eating, he washed his hands and mouth and gave Raghunath Das the food remaining from the four pots. There was food remaining in the three other big pots of Lord Nityananda, and a brahmana distributed to the devotees, giving a morsel to each. Then a brahmana brought a flower garland, placed the garland on Nityananda Prabhu's neck, and smeared sandalwood pulp all over his body. Chanda. When a servant brought betel nut and offered them to Lord Nityananda, the Lord smiled and chewed them. Betel nuts. With his own hands, Lord Nityananda Prabhu distributed to all the devotees whatever flower garland, sandalwood pulp, and betel nuts remained. After receiving the remnants of food left by Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath Das was greatly happy, ate some, and distributed the rest among his own associates. Thus I have described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda Prabhu in relation to the celebrated festival of chipped rice and yogurt. That's the story, one of Nityananda's pastimes. I'll read a little bit more. Nityananda Prabhu rested for the day, and when the day ended, he went to the temple of Raghava Pandit and began congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Lord Nityananda Prabhu first influenced all the devotees to dance. Finally, he himself began dancing, thus inundating the entire world in ecstatic love. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was observing the dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu could see this, but the others could not. The dancing of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, like the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, cannot be compared to anything within these three worlds. No one can properly describe the sweetness of Lord Nityananda's dancing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally comes to see it. After the dancing, and after Lord Nityananda had rested, Raghava Pandit submitted his request to Lord take supper. Lord Nityananda sat down for supper with his personal associates and made a sitting place on his right side for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came then and sat down in his place. Seeing this, Raghava Pandit felt increased happiness. Well, we can stop there. when there's a description of the eating and so on. So then the next day, in the morning, after taking his bath in the Ganges, Nityananda Prabhu sat down with his associates beneath the same tree under which he had previously sat. Raghunath Das went there and worshipped Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Through Raghava Pandit, he submitted his desire. I am the lowest of men, the most sinful, fallen, and condemned. Nevertheless, I desire to attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like a dwarf who wants to catch the moon, I have tried my best many times, but I have never been successful. Every time I try to go away and give up my home relationships, my father and mother unfortunately kept me bound. No one can attain the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without your mercy. But if you are merciful, even the lowest of men can attain shelter at his feet. Although I am unfit and greatly afraid to submit this plea, I nevertheless request you, sir, to be especially merciful toward me by granting me the shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Placing your feet on my head, give me the benediction that I may achieve shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu without difficulty. I pray for this benediction. After hearing this appeal by Raghunath Das, Lord Nityananda Prabhu smiled and told all the devotees, Raghunath Das's standard of material happiness is equal to that of Indra, the King of Heaven. Because of the mercy bestowed upon him by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das, although situated in such material happiness, does not like it at all. Therefore, let every one of you be merciful toward him and give him the benediction that he may very soon attain shelter at the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One who experiences the fragrance of the lotus feet of Lord Krishna does not dine even the standard of happiness available in Brahmaloka, the topmost planet, what to speak of heavenly happiness. And then he quotes a verse from the Bhagavatam. Lord Krishna, this is Canto 5, Chapter 14, text number 43. Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is offered sublime poetic prayers by those who are trying to attain his favor. Thus he is known as Uttama Shloka. Being very eager to gain the association of Lord Krishna, King Bharata, although in the prime of youth, gave up his very attractive wife, affectionate children, most beloved friends, an opulent kingdom, exactly as one gives up stool after excreting it. Then Lord Nityananda Prabhu called Raghunath Das near him, placed his lotus feet upon Raghunath Das's head, and began his prayer. My dear Raghunath Das, he said, since you arranged the feast on the bank of the Ganges, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here just to show you his mercy. By his causeless mercy, he ate the chipped rice and milk. Then, after seeing the dancing of the devotees at night, he took supper. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Gaurhari came here personally to deliver you. Now rest assured that all the impediments meant for your bondage are gone. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will accept you and place you under the charge of his secretary, Swarup Tamadhari. You will thus become one of the most confidential internal servants. The Bengali is antaranga vritya. Antaranga, like antaranga like shakti, internal. Yeah, vritya, servants. You will become one of the most confidential internal servants and will attain shelter, lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Being assured of all this, return to your own home very soon. Without impediments, you will attain shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Nityananda and Raghunath Das, blessed by all the devotees, and Raghunath Das offered his respects to their lotus feet. Let me see. Want to hear the story of his escape from home? No, we should stop now. Anyway, that's because it goes on quite a while now. How he escaped from home and fled and came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and so on. But that, this is what we talk about. This is Nityananda, so who's part in this? So he got his blessing. His blessings, he was able to maintain the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to remember this. This is how we get the blessings of Nityananda. Any questions? Yeah?
I don't know where I'm right. It was said that when Krishna appears, he doesn't take birth in it. He doesn't come into the womb. So, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Balarama and Nityananda, how did he appear?
It was the same. And a man can give an appearance like that. But he doesn't take birth like in an ordinary way. And because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to understand about all the forms of Krishna. They are eternal. Form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also eternal. Just as in the spiritual world we have, this is described in various places that there's a place, Goloka Vrindavan, where Krishna performs his Brajlila, that's eternally there. But also there's a place where Chaitanya is, with his associates, also performing. There's Krishna Lila and there's Gaura Lila. So that Gaura Lila also is eternal. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appears here like a devotee, and when he comes like a devotee, he comes to teach. But he's also permanently a feature of the Lord in the spiritual world, because Chaitanya, it's described in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita that Radha and Krishna are originally one. Krishna's there, and then he manifests as two for the expansion of bliss. So Radharani is Krishna's own internal pleasure potency, but she's manifest separately. So there's Radha and Krishna, and now there can be exchange. So the one is now manifest as two. Now this doesn't happen, but it's not like sometimes there's not a Radharani. This is not a temporal sequence. It's like an ontological sequence. And then these two again become one as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Krishna becomes so attracted by Radharani and amazed by her, even though she's his own energy still. Because Krishna is amazed by himself all the time, actually. So he becomes attracted by Radharani so much. And he thinks like this, that first of all, what amazes him is her love for him. It's so incredible that he wants to explore it and understand its depth and is fascinated by it. And so he wants to understand it. Yet he's the object of that love. How can he understand it? Only by taking the position of the ashraya, the subject, the person who has this love. So he's kind of limited, it looks like. And the other thing he wants to know, the other thing is he thinks, so he wants to understand this love, to explore it, which is difficult from his position. And she's the one who receives the love. He doesn't feel it, her love. He has his own love, but her love for him. And he also he thinks, he realizes that however much bliss he feels, she feels more bliss by loving him. He feels bliss by being loved, but she feels by loving him even more bliss. But he's supposed to be the supreme enjoyer. So that's the other part. He can't feel that bliss either. And then the third thing he wonders, he's trying to say, what is it about me that inspires such love in her? There must be something about me that's really that draws us out, but I can't appreciate that either from my position. So for these three reasons, Krishna decides that he would like to take on or experience the feelings of Radharani. And so that's Mahaprabhu. And in other words, now he wants to become a devotee. So he doesn't. He wants to be Krishna, understanding Radharani. So he always remains Krishna. So therefore, he has this male form, but he has the feelings and the complexion of Radharani, who's female. So this feature of Caitanya is eternal feature of the spiritual world. It's not something temporary. Now he's always Krishna's always enjoying himself as his own devotee. And so therefore, just like, and this impetus to do so is just part of one feature of his Braja Leela. Because it's Radharani who fascinates him so much. So therefore, and Krishna never does anything by himself, he always associates. And so all the participants of his Braja Leela, they also have their forms in Chaitanya. So when Krishna appeared here, also he is not by ordinary a seminal injection and so on. Then the other thing that you should understand is those who are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they go back to Gaudiya, when we go back to Gaudiya, we find our place in Krishna Leela. We enter into Goloka Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. But we also have a place in Chaitanya Leela. One way they're both aspects. Chaitanya Leela is kind of an offshoot, or what call it, aspect of Prajalila. So devotees are actually in two places simultaneously. They have engagement, eternal engagement in Prajalila, and eternal engagement in Chaitanya. That is why Prabhupada said there will be another ISKCON in the spiritual world. He said we are eternal associates. There'll be another ISKCON in the spiritual world. And you can see how in Brajalila there's no ISKCON as such, you know, because people are different. But in Chaitanya, yeah, there's an ISKCON. That would be the place. There'll be another ISKCON. When I tell people this, I say, but no GBC. Nobody likes the management. Because some of you say, oh, I don't know. There'll be a better ISKCON. It'll be like the best festival, you know, that goes. There. And we'll be with all the other. ISKCON is just one branch of the Chaitanya Leela.
Among the many tattvas, right, like Vishnu tattva and Jiva tattva and few.
Mm-hmm. Shakti tattva also. There's three basically tattvas, yeah.
So Radharani comes under Shakti tattva?
Yeah, she's Shakti tattva. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's Shakti tattva.
About Gauri Swami Maharaj's pastimes, right?
About who?
Gauri Gurdwara Swami Maharaj's. Gauri. I had like a while before he was about to explain why Lord Chaitanya spent 16 years in Jagannath Puri.
Mm. And do I know why he went to Jagannath Puri? Yeah, sure. The reason is that in Jagannath Puri, Instead of not going to, you think you'd be in Vrindavan. Because Jagannath Puri is like Dwarka. Where Jagannath is worshipped in Aishwarya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his feeling is always, he's loving Krishna, like Radharani did, with this strong feelings of separation. He's associating with Krishna for strong feelings of separation. This idea of separation, and even when there's union, there's separation. And this separation makes the feelings of love stronger. Because what the devotee really wants is not to we're trying to love Krishna to the topmost degree. We want the topmost love. And when there's separation, love becomes more intense. Yeah. So this separation is a form of ecstasy. In the material world, so it's just suffering. Although love does increase, you know. You love your child, you know, but they're around all the time, okay. You love them, but if you're separated, you think of them all the time. So this is the difference. It makes love more intense. So in Jagannath Puri, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is loving Krishna in strong feelings of separation. And by participating every year in the Rath Yatra, that's if you read the description of Lord Chaitanya in Rath Yatra, have you read it in Chaitanya Charitamrita? You see, this Rath Yatra, as it's done in Puri, is the emotional process of bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. Because the Rath Yatra really commemorates the visit of Krishna and Balaram and Subhadra to Kurukshetra. There was an eclipse of the sun, and Kurukshetra is the Dharma Kshetra for the Yadu dynasty. So whenever there's some special spiritual performance, they go to Kurukshetra because it's Dharma Kshetra. It's where they do their sacrifices and everything. So on this occasion of the solar eclipse, everybody was coming to Kurukshetra. So that's why they go on their chariots. That's what the Rath Yatra commemorates. But what happened at the same time is that the residents of Vrindavan, Krishna left them, and he promised he would come back, but it seems like he never did. So for all those years, there was a strong feeling of separation. So at that time, during that eclipse, they came together again, because all the inhabitants of Braj, they got on their bullock carts and everything, and they also went to Kurukshetra. And there, Radha and Krishna met again after so many years. And Prabhupada said, it's too tragic to tell. It's too tragic. And there, Radharani expressed her desire to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. She said, here we are together. I'm the same Radha and you're the same Krishna. But here we're surrounded by, you know, you have your armor, you're like a king, your chariot is there, all your soldiers, all the elephants and everything, you know, big tents, you know, everywhere. And I can't really appreciate our relationship here. You have to come back to Vrindavan. So this experience is described with an idea that even though they're meeting, she's still feeling separation. So this is what happens in Rath Yatra. And so emotionally, she's trying to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. This has been described in the Chaitanya. I wrote a BTG article about this many years ago. But I think, you want a copy of it? I'll give you a copy. You know where it is? BTG is on folio. You can print it out. As soon as I get some ink for my printer. Will you be here this evening?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a copy. We'll give you a copy of the article. I just write the whole thing from BTG. Lord Chaitanya Rath Yatra. What happens? So this happens. So this is why. This is the meaning of Lord Chaitanya staying at Puri. That he was there after these strong feelings of separation were to be most manifest. So many times he thought he was in Vrindavan. Of course, if you know about holy places, the thing about holy places, every holy place, all the other holy places are mapped on to there. There's only one Tirtha way, you know. Like if you go to Mayapur, if you go on Perkaman Mayapur, they'll show you some place, and this place in Mayapur is also in Vrindavan, it's this place, you know, they're mapping one on. So in a way he was also in Vrindavan. Okay? That's the reason.
Is Rathyatra started only after the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
No, it was going on thousands of years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah, very, very long time. But when he came, and then the confidential meaning became understandable by people. Otherwise, people are doing it maybe they don't know exactly everything it means. Because it says, this is what it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when Krishna appeared in Vrindavan 5,000 years ago, so all Vrindavan was manifest, but actually people didn't really understand it until Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. A few people, but not very many. It was mostly. So therefore it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, he brought with him the storehouse of love of God. But it remained locked. It was here, but it was locked. That means very few people could get in. And then when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared with his associates, when the Panchatattva was here, they chanted and danced, and when they did so, they broke the lock on this warehouse of love of God. And they went inside, and they took everything from inside, and plundered it like thieves. They took everything out. And they chanted and danced, they distributed to everybody. And it says, they did not consider who was fit and who was not fit. They just gave it away. But the amazing thing about this storehouse, this warehouse of love of God, is that even though they took everything out, it stayed full. So there was always more to distribute. So this is saying that the real meaning, on deep understanding, if we want to understand Krishna's Braja Leela, we have to understand through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's providing the way, Chaitanya Nityananda. Like that, they're providing a way to understand Krishna. We have to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we will also attain Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. People who try to understand Krishna do not practice as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught. They will not succeed. They will not succeed. So, we find that really the first expression we see of Radharani's feelings of separation is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita as Madhavendra Puri. He was the first. He composed this poem expressing Radharani's strong feelings of separation from Krishna at Rath Yatra. Now this started with Madhavendra Puri. He was part of Chaitanya Leela. He was then his disciple. Became the spiritual master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ishwara Puri, Madhavendra Puri, Ishwara Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is especially the significance of Chaitanya Leela. And you can see. I mean, how long has Krishna been in the Nomadam? Bhagavatam has been there, Bhagavad Gita has been there. When did it finally spread all over the world? When did people all over the world finally become devotees? Not a problem. Oh, a little bit here and there, not very much. Not really to Prabhupada. Because you're serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we have to, the same way serve Srila Prabhupada. And give Krishna consciousness to others, then Nityananda will be pleased. You want the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you have to get the mercy of Nityananda. You have to approach him. And to attract Nityananda, you have to find whoever the local Jagai Madhai, whoever you have. Nowadays, everybody's Jagai and Madhai, right?
Put a helmet and go.
Krishna protect us. This is our helmet. Not to worry. Sometimes, every time you want to preach Krishna consciousness, There's always a hassle.
What is it?
Every time you want to preach, there's always obstacles. It's easy to just sit in Vrindavan and chant Hare Krishna and everything is peaceful. But you actually want to preach immediately. Because Maya, the world resists. People want to maintain a life of sense gratification. Whether they feel it's a threat. They feel it's a threat. Sure. And you find that all the time. There's always, just like when Krishna comes, why are there so many demons he had to kill? So we don't kill the demons. The weapon of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the holy name, not some bow and arrow or club. The weapon of the holy name, what it does is it goes into the heart and it destroys the demonic mentality that's there. Very subtle operation. Subtle weapon. Well, maybe there's some Hiranyakashipu that's in there. Destroys that. Okay. Shri Nityananda Prabhu ki jai.